Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Today marks the 10th anniversary of the start of the war in Syria. In that decade, hundreds of thousands have died and millions of Syrians remained displaced internally and in refugee camps in neighbouring countries and across southern Europe. The conflict in Syria has caused one of the largest humanitarian crises since World War II. A decade after the war began, Drive Time's Della Kilroy has today been hearing from refugees and humanitarian workers supporting those displaced. She has this report.
No.
An appeal to the whole world. Please stop the war, bombing and killing. We want people to live peacefully, in peace and happiness. We're asking the whole world, please stop the war.
That's a message from Khaled, a Syrian refugee living in Lebanon, recorded by Irish Charity Concern to mark the 10th anniversary of the conflict. A decade on, and millions of Syrians remain living in crowded camps or urban dwellings, both inside the country where aid is still a challenge to deliver, and in the wider region. Breed Kennedy is Concern's regional director for the Middle East.
The Syria crisis and the war has been going on for the last 10 years, and the human cost of that has been immeasurable. And over the years, while intensive bombing has stopped in different towns, but there continues to be intensity of the conflict in other parts, such as the northwest of Syria at the moment. But on top of the war, there has been a huge de-escalation in the currency, resulting in a lot more human suffering. People are really struggling to get food. 8 out of 10 people now in Syria are living in poverty. There are children who, the equivalent of our fourth class, they have never known peace. All they've known is conflict and their families fleeing from one area to another area. The health infrastructure has been destroyed by the war. Many of the staff, such as doctors and nurses, they have fled Syria. The COVID has just contributed to the worsening situation. It's like a whole slow tsunami is going.
The UN estimates that 6.7 million Syrians have been displaced from their homes by fighting, with over 13 million people living in Syria in need of humanitarian assistance. For Abdul Kafi Alhamdo, he fled Aleppo 5 years ago. Now living in northeastern Syria, he's program director in an educational centre run by the charity Still I Rise.
In my city, I get married, I have my daughter, but there I saw hell on earth. That paradise in my dreams that I have in my dreams turned into hell, into fire, into blood, into destruction. The world was silent while we were killed, being killed, something that cannot be forgotten. Till today, I see those nightmares that I lived in Aleppo.
You left the city of Aleppo in 2016, but you're now still displaced in Syria, in Idlib. What's the situation like there at the moment?
Here we have, in Syria, we have a lost generation, a generation who didn't know anything of life but war, trauma, but fear, but displacement. They don't know what education is. My students, for example, when I ask them every now and then, what's your biggest dreams? What are your biggest dreams? They said, going back to our lovely home. For me, going back to Aleppo is my dream, but I wouldn't go back quite as a desert.
What's your message then, 10 years after the conflict?
We are given only words. Words do nothing. Actions work. This is happening in front of people's eyes. Nevertheless, they are doing nothing. These kids, these people here want to live. Here, people who are in Idlib now, they have nothing. They have no future, no money, no work, no education, no identities. This is my message for the world. Enough is enough. These people want to live.
While there are no formal refugee camps in Lebanon, the country hosts up to 1.5 of the 5.6 million refugees who fled Syria. Plan International has been supporting programs for girls in the region. Colin Lee is their Middle East director.
Yeah, it's pretty bleak. There's been no real changes. Certainly, there's been no returns on mass scales into Syria because there's nothing to return to, as we've seen. With conditions deteriorating at a rapid rate here in Lebanon economically, the impact on Syrian refugees, in particular Syrian girls, is getting worse and worse by the day. For a conflict to be going for 10 years and refugees to be hosted in a neighbouring country this long, you would have expected some sort of change, but it unfortunately it's just getting worse.
What are the particular risks for the girl that you're supporting? What are the security risks?
The rates of child marriage have gone through the roof here, and it's because of the economic crisis that we're seeing that this is a coping mechanism. I mean, in Syria itself, we're getting stories of eight-year-old girls being married off, hormones being used. Now, because of the pandemic as well, we're not really seeing kids going to school over the last kind of 6 months, 9 months or so. And it's not like back home where obviously you have a tablet and you have internet and you can do stuff online. That doesn't exist here. So, you know, if you've been born here in Lebanon as a Syrian refugee, growing up in by the side of the road, literally, the chances of going home to Syria and the chances of getting a job here remain remote. So they're extremely vulnerable. We're seeing increases in cases of gender-based violence and also, you know, the worst forms of child labour. When we talk about child labour, we talk about kids in workshops carrying heavy loads, concerns there where their day-to-day protection and their lives are very much threatened.
And that was Colin Lee, Plan International's Middle East Director, ending that report from Dilla Kilroy.